छायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा समःशत्रौ च मित्रे च तथामानापमानयोः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गविवर्जितः तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी सन्तुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतः स्थिरमतिः भक्तिमान्यः स मे प्रियः भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः समःशत्रौ च मित्रे च तथामानापमानयोः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गविवर्जितः तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी सन्तुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतस्थिरमतिः भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः समःशत्रौ च मित्रे च तथामानापमानयोः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गविवर्जितः तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी सन्तुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतस्थिरमतिः भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः समःशत्रौ च मित्रे च तथामानापमानयोः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गविवर्जितः तुल्यनिन्दास्तुतिर्मौनी सन्तुष्टो येन केनचित् अनिकेतस्थिरमतिः भक्तिमान् मे प्रियो नरः
Yeah, so Krishna is speaking about a bhakta, or a true bhakta, or can say a bhakta who is dear to me. So in the 7th chapter, previously Krishna speaks about four types of bhaktas. Chaturvidha bhajante imam janaha sukritino arjuna arto jijnyasur arthati jnani cha bharatvarshava. So four people, four devotees are there for me. So one is Arti, or one who seeks wealth, Arti means one who seeks removal of sorrow or suffering, and Arta Arti, one who wants Artha or wealth or possessions, and Jijnyasu, a person who wants knowledge, who wants to learn knowledge, and finally Jnani. So of that Krishna says, Tesham Jnani. నిత్యయుక్త ఏక భక్తిర్విశిష్యతే ప్రియో హి జ్ఞానినో అత్యర్థం అహం సచమే ప్రియః. హీ ఫైండ్స్ మీ, ఐ ఆమ్ వెరీ డియర్ టు హిమ్, అండ్ సచమే ప్రియః, హీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో వెరీ డియర్ టు మీ. అత్యర్థం, సో అత్యర్థం మీన్స్ వెరీ వెరీ డియర్, వెరీ మచ్. So here Krishna is speaking about that bhaktas who are jnanis or who have knowledge. So that is why Krishna says that bhaktiman me priyo naraha, bhaktiman, such a bhaktiman, such a person who is endowed with such a bhakti, me priyo, me, for me, priyaha, he is very dear, naraha, naraha, such a being, such a bhaktiman naraha, such a person, a naraha, such a person who has bhakti, who is filled with bhakti, he is very dear to me, priyaha. So, bhakti, going back to the definition of bhakti, Krishna spoke about bhakti as two, either saguna bhakti or nirguna bhakti, but and finally he gave the way to bhakti as to the 8th shloka, if I am right. Mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam na samshayaha. Fix your mind onto me, fix your intellect onto me, thereby you will abide, you will reside in me. So such a bhakta is what Krishna is speaking about here. So such a bhakta is mai eva mana adatsva, fix your mind onto me. Fix your mind onto me means remember me, have my thought, and fix your intellect on me. So intellect on me means with the conviction, with the intellectual conviction that such an Ishvara is a person who pervades the entire world. Such a person is present everywhere. So such an Ishvara, matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya, mai sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. In 7th chapter, Krishna again says, matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya, mattaha paradaram. Mattaha parataram. Parataram means different. Mattaha, from me. Different from me. Na anyat kinchit. There is nothing at all, O Arjuna. So there is the same as Kathopanishad statement of Nehananasti kinchana. There is no duality whatsoever here. So that is my buddhim niveshaya, fixing your intellect onto me. So fix your mind onto me, fix your intellect onto me. Fixing the mind is having the thought of Ishvara. Fixing the intellect is remembering that such an Ishvara is all-pervasive, such an Ishvara alone exists here amidst the duality that we see. So when the mind is filled with thought about Ishvara, that Ishvara who is the substratum of everything, who is everything, like the Narayana Suktam says, Antar bahishcha tat sarvam yaccha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva. Whatever we see in the world, yaccha kinchit jagat sarvam, whatever is we see in the entire world, drishyate, what through seeing, or shruyate va, or hearing, whatever objects are there, antar bahishcha tat sarvam vyapin narayana stitah. Narayana or Ishvara or Brahman pervades all those. So vyaptam, that is a word in many places Krishna uses. And in the 9th chapter, Krishna uses the word of tatam. Tatam means pervasive. So that is what is meant here. So Ishvara, or that Ishvara who pervades everything, who is everything. So when such an Ishvara's thought is there, thought about the Ishvara who pervades everything, who alone is present here amidst names and forms, then a person who has such a vision, a person who is thinking about such an Ishvara, that Ishvara who pervades everything, so that means duality or dual notions have to vanish. So that vanishing of duality is also a characteristic or characteristic feature of the mind. That characteristic feature of the mind in which the mind doesn't fall a prey to the dual notions like heat, fire, heat, cold, attachment, aversion, all those. It doesn't fall a prey. And such a mind is called Siddhya Siddhyoho Samobhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Such Samatvam, such vision of oneness, vision of non-duality in the mind is called Yoga. And that's exactly the same as what Patanjali says, as Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Removing the vrittis of the mind is Yoga. Vrittis here means those vrittis, as per Vidyaranya in Panchadashi, those vrittis which obstruct our spiritual progress, those vrittis have to be removed, and those vrittis which will help us in the spiritual path, that have to be followed or that have to be maintained in the mind. So maintaining such a thought, the thought that everything is Ishvara, that is the conducive environment in the mind. So a person who has such a vision in his mind, he is a real devotee, because Krishna said, "Mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya." So such a bhakta, what will be the mental state, or what will be his vision? As Ramakrishna Ananda in his latest book says, "Eye of wisdom," that is the vision of knowledge. As Ramana Maharshi's favorite statement says, "Drishtim jnanamayim kritva," when a person has the vision of knowledge, "Pashyet brahmamayam jagat," such a person sees the world as filled with Brahman. So that vision of oneness, the mental state where a person is balanced, samatvam, equanimity, or steady state of the mind, is what Krishna is finally explaining about a bhakta. So earlier he spoke about yona hrishyati na dveshti, those like few aspects he spoke about, anapeksha shujir daksha, similarly yasma no dvijate loko. So all those features were explained. Now the real feature, or the real characteristic feature of the mind, which makes a person a devotee, that is being explained. So devotion, here it is very clear. Even very first in the second shloka itself, mai aveshya mano ema. So a devotion, what is real devotion, is being spoken about here. Real devotion is not about external attitude. So earlier Krishna said about anapekshaha shuchihi, purity, this, that and all. So all those are fine, those are external features, but what will be the internal state, that is what is more important. So the external world is not a problem, the external situations are not a problem, but the problem is internal. Ataha sarvasya jivasya bandhakrin manasam jagat. The mental creation, mind, is the cause of manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Mind is the cause of bondage and liberation. Bandhaya vishyasaktam, when it is attached towards namarupam, attached towards objects, that is in bandham. And muktaya nirvishayam pratam, that wherein the mind doesn't stick on to any vishayam. It sees vishayam externally, but internally it converts it to oneness, converts it to Brahman Ishvara. Such a mind is in liberation. So mind is the cause of problem. So the real feature is not external. Externally, as we know, the famous Bhaja Govindam statement of yoga ratuva, bhoga ratuva, yogam or bhogam. You may not know how externally a Mahatma might behave. Externally, a jnani or bhakta will behave. We cannot go by, that's where the age-old saying of external appearances. Appearances can be deceiving. So it's not about external appearance, it's about the mental state. So that is being explained beautifully here. So that is the final characteristic, or the, as per like individual opinion, that is the only characteristic which really makes a person a jnani. Eka bhakti hi vishishyate. Eka bhakti. He has vision of oneness. That's what again Ishavasi Upanishad also says. Yastu sarva matmai vabhut vijanata. When a person knows that everything is one atman, tatra ko mohaha. How can there be any delusion? Delusion is impossible, because knowledge is there. Everything is one. So what can delude me? Kaha shokaha. What can give me sorrow? Because everything is one. And there is duality, there can be moham and shokam. But in this case, there cannot be any moham or shokam. So that is being explained beautifully. So getting into the shloka, samaha. Samaha. Samaha means oneness, or the same attitude. Shatrau cha mitre cha. Shatrau cha mitre cha. Sama shatrau cha mitre cha. Towards shatru and mitra. So some of the dual notions are with respect to our worldly duality, dual notions are being given here. We can extend it to other things as well. Raga dvesham is not being explained clearly, but we can do that. So with respect to all those, all dual notions, few are mentioned, but all dual notions are not there in such a person, in a real bhakta's mind. So that is the reason why when like Mahatmas like Amma can treat a person really well. So Krishna was, when Krishna went as a duta to the Kauravas really didn't treat him well. They disrespected him, they insulted him, and Krishna had to show his Virat Darshanam or Vishwarupa Darshanam to get away from there. So even after being insulted, when the Kurukshetra war or Mahabharata war, in Kurukshetra, sorry, Mahabharata war was about to start at that time when Duryodhana and Arjuna both go to Krishna to seek his help. If Krishna was like us, if we had any, if we had taken insult seriously in his mind, he would not have given Duryodhana his entire army. But he gave. That is because Samaha Shatrauja Mitrecha, such a person lives in the present, another way of putting it. So such a person doesn't have any Shatru and Mitram. Everybody is Brahman, so how can there be Shatru and Mitram? Whoever comes to him with whatever attitude, that is reflected back. So whether it is a Shatru coming towards me and asking me for help, if possible, I will help. If Mitra comes and asks for help, if possible, I will help. So overly attachment to the Mitra and overly aversion to the Shatru, both are not there. Both are treated exactly the same way. So Samaha Shatrau cha Mitre cha. With respect to Shatru, there is no anger. With respect to Mitra, there is no attachment. Tata mana apamaneyoho tata. Similarly, samatvam with respect to manam and apamanam. Krishna is the best example. Apamanam. He had an apamanam at that when he went as a duta, and he was given manam when Duryodhana came to him. Both situation or both cases he took in the exact same way. He treated Arjuna, his mitram, as he himself says, Bhaktu sime saka cheti saka means mitram, friend. So saka of Arjuna as well as Shatru of Duryodhana, both were treated the same way. Similarly, mana apamana yoho, with respect to manam and apamanam, with respect to respect and disrespect or insult, samatvam. Shita ushna sukha dukkeshu. Similarly, with respect to shita ushnam sukha dukkam. So that I'm not sure about the word meaning there. Can be either shita ushnam and sukha dukkam, or sukha dukkam arising out of shita ushna. But what Krishna is trying to give here is a few examples of dual notion. So shita ushnam, such a person doesn't have shitam and ushnam, heat and cold. Wherever it is, he will try out means. He will not go to the polar side, polar region, and then stay there. I maintain samatvam with respect to shitam. He will not say that. Or he will travel to sun and say, I am unattached or unaffected by ushnam. He won't say that. He'll try out means, but if those means, whether those like trying out, when Amma is in Paris or Amma is in Europe, she wears sweater. So if sweater is there, fine. But when sweater was not there, still Amma was fine. When sweater is there, still fine. So that is the state. Like if it is there, if means are there, try out means, but whether those means are successful, whether ways to get rid of these dual notions are possible or not, the result or end result in the mind is same. I'll try to maintain Shatrutvam towards the entire world. I'll try to make the entire world my friend. May be possible, may not be possible. If it is possible, still mind is calm. If it is not possible, still the mind is calm. Still the mind is happy. That state is what is being. So Shita Ushnam, Sukha Dukkam, when Sukham comes, still blissful. Dukkam comes, still blissful. So as Amma says, that is the perspective of a devotee, that when Sukham comes, Ishvara's grace. When Dukkam comes, Ishvara's will. He wants to teach me something, so let it come. Sukha Dukkam, these dual notions are part of the world. Dvandva Bhavam, they are part of the world. They are the very nature of the world. So we cannot get rid of them. We don't have any option of choosing, I want only Sukham. Let me be with Amma and let me be Sukham. If Bhavani had thought that, I am with Amma, I am very happy. We know like what happened in New York. So something like that will happen. So they cannot, a person in the world doesn't have any option of Sukham or Dukkham. Krishna couldn't be happy throughout his life. External happiness, worldly happiness, he didn't have. Throughout his entire life, if we look at his life, Rama's life, we can find out that whatever dukkham they faced, like we don't even face a bit of that dukkham, because the entire life is filled with dukkham. When Rama was about to be crowned, so everything was set. Oh, if somebody comes to us and says, oh, tomorrow you will become the president of United States. And then when we are all happy, like we are all geared up, and then we go to sleep. When we get up, suddenly a phone call comes. Oh, I am really sorry. There is somebody else, like Aparna is already booked, so Srini, you are out. You cannot. Then what will happen? But with respect to Rama, he took it. He didn't take it to mind, so he was able to remain unaffected by Sukham as well as Dukham. So, Shita Ushna Sukha Dukkeshu Samaha. Samaha Samatvam with respect to Shita Ushna Sukha Dukkham. Sangha Vivarjitaha. Why is this possible? How is this possible? Why is this possible? There are a few dual notions which Krishna says a little later. Maybe we'll see that first. So, Tulya Ninda Stutihi Maunihi. So, Mana Apamanam, respect and disrespect, as well as Tulya Ninda Atma Samstutihi. Ninda. Tulyam. Tulyam means oneness, seeing it in the same way, like a balance. Balanced with respect to Ninda, curse or abuse, and Atma Samstutihi, praise, self praise or praise in front. So, Amma treats Amrita Swarupa Ananda, who praises Amma, as well as your parents who curse her in the exact same way. There's even a song of Amma. I don't remember the exact words. Amma vai paakka pogalam. So in that song, it says that Amma like doesn't differentiate between people who ninnikkunnorum vannikkunnorkum anyaralla amma ammakkarum ammakkal. That's another Malayalam song. Ninnikkunnorkum vannikkunnorkum. Ninnikkunnor, people who do ninda. Vannikkunnor, who prostrate Amma. Anyaralla, both of them are different, not different for Amma. Amma kyaruma makkal, they are dear children to Amma. So, ninda atma samstutihi. So, not just disrespect and respect and disrespect, but even abuse as well as praise, they will take it in the same way. And how is that possible? That is possible because Sangha Vivarjitaha. Sangam. Sangam Vivarjitaha is not at all there. Sangam is totally not there. So, Sangam with respect to anything. So, if Sangam is there with respect to anything, it's not about just people. It can be with respect to object. It can be with respect to one's own body as well. So, when there is Sangam with respect to one's body, okay, I am this body notion is very strong, then Shita Ushnam will definitely affect. Because when Shitam comes, that association of Sangam, what's that disadvantage of Sangam is, Sangam creates an Adhyasam. Sangam creates that I notion, it makes that I notion very strong, that I am the Self, I am the Asangam. We'll see in Brahmanyana Vali Mala, second shloka, Asangoham, Asangoham, Punah Punah, I am Asangam, I am Asangam, I'm always Asangam. But Asanga I, when I get Sangam with something, then that means like I am this body. So Adhyasam, superimposition happens. Similarly with respect to people, Aham and Mama are caused out of this Sangam. So Sangam causes Aham and Mama. And when that is caused, Shatru, Mitru with respect to Mama, Mana Apamanam is with respect to Aham or Mama both. Shita Ushnam is with respect to Aham basically. Sukha Dukkham is with respect to Aham and Mama. Ninda Atma Samstuti is for Aham as well as Mama, for me or for people around me. So all these are caused out of Sangam. So a person who doesn't have Sangam, a person who is unaffected, unattached, such a person alone can go beyond the dual notion. So that is where Siddhya Siddhyoho, Siddhya Siddhi, Samo Bhutva, a person is maintaining equanimity with respect to all dual notions. So Amma doesn't differentiate between Amrita Swarupananda crying on Guru Purnima day and a stranger coming and crying to Amma. She doesn't differentiate between both. Why she doesn't differentiate between both? Because for her, she is not at all attached. 1 minute attached, the very next minute, she knows that I am not attached. I am not at all attached to either Amrita Swarupa Ananda. Where is Amrita Swarupa Ananda? Where is the stranger? I see myself in everybody. When I see myself in everybody, how can I get attached? I am attached to myself. If somebody says, we will just laugh at it. Though people do make such statements. That is Kali Yugam. So people, I am very attached. I am self-centered. There is no self-centered. That word itself is wrong. Because self-centered word is wrong. I am centered over myself. There is no logicality in the statement itself. So I am attached to myself. I am angry with myself. We use that statement, but it is a total mistake. I am angry with myself. I don't know why I did it. I feel guilty about myself. All those emotions are not possible. So then what do those statements mean? Those statements itself mean that we are not this body or we are not this mind. I cannot be angry with myself. The only way I can be angry with myself is that I is the self there and myself is the adhyastha body or mind or Hariram or whatever name. So there itself adhyasam we can clearly see, but it is an illogical statement, that's not possible. So when everything is seen as one entity, sangha vivarjitaha, there is no sangam at all. And since there is no sangam, as Shankara says, like one sangha is fine in the world, so we cannot be without sangha. So if you see my sister's, what do you call that? Like at the bottom, whatever you write.
Slogan.
Yeah, in the mail. The slogan is what Tejomiyananda says. What Tejomiyananda says, like that, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. So if you don't have something like a goal in your life, like if we look at people who just go here and there, jump from one thing to another, we can find out that they don't have any goal. So they don't stand for anything, therefore they fall for everything. So if we have to become asanga, the way to become asanga is asangatva, nisangatvam. So nisangam or asanga state, if we have to achieve that, first we have to have sangha. So initially, we have to have sangha towards Ishvara, which is my eva mana adatva. And if I should have sangha, why not have sangha towards my father? At least he'll give me money. Okay, not your father, okay? Your father will not give money. Money. That's what you say. Okay, your father will not give money. So some I'm speaking about parents who are really helping their children, like my parents. Okay, jokes aside. So why can't that be there? What is the difference between that sangha and what is the difference between sangha towards Ishvara? So difference is, sangha towards Ishvara, towards that Ishvara who pervades the entire world, is attached. It is a real vision. It is vision of truth. Whereas sangha towards parent, father, is attachment towards unreal. Father is unreal. So that when we get attached to unreal thing, obviously it is a problem. So a person sees water in desert, he can have two attachments there. We can be attached to desert or attached to water. So we can question the same thing. Oh, if I have to get attached to desert, why not get attached to water? Why? We all know. If we get attached to water, it will lead to sorrow. If we get attached to desert, it will lead to liberation. So that is the difference between sangha towards Ishvara, sangha towards anything else. Sangha towards anything else is vision of ignorance or wrong vision, unreal vision, whereas sangha towards Ishvara is the real vision. It's a real vision. As of now, we don't recognize that it is a real vision. We don't experience it as a real vision. But that is real vision. So when we follow such a real vision, that sangha itself can take us beyond asangam. So sangha vivarjitaha, that is the key word there. And samaha, 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 many places Krishna says. So that samam and sangha vivarjitaha is the way to samatvam. So if we want to know how can I overcome heat and cold, so the way to do that is sangha vivarjitaha. Here sangha vivarjitaha means visheshena varjitaha, in a very special way. So here sangam is not with respect to, oh, I'll go to the forest, I'll go to Rhode Island and stay there, so there is no sangam. I'll close myself in a room. I'll go to Virupaksha cave in Tiruvannamalai and sit inside there. So no Sangam at all. That is not what is meant here. So Sangam is not just with respect to external things. Here the real Sangam is in the mind. It is with respect to the ego or the mind or the antakaranam getting attached to things and causing that aham and mama. So that is why it is vivarjitaha visheshena. It is a special asangam. And externally, we can still wear things, we can do things, but internally, sangha vivarjitaha. And that will lead to samatvam. Externally, doing things like when Amatsya Surupananda cries, Amma will like pat his back. And when somebody else cries, still Amma will pat the back. And if somebody comes and scolds Amma, still Amma will pat. Okay, we can see that. Sometimes like, only if the person stands nearby to Amma and allows to be touched. Don't ask, oh, Amma didn't pat my father. Why did that didn't happen? Don't ask again. So, permission is to be granted. So, that is how it will be. So, externally, do whatever you want. Internally, in the mind, mental conviction is that everything is one. So, externally, whatever I do, whatever happens to me, I will not be affected. I will not be attached. And then, like few other qualities are mentioned. So, this is the very main, or we can say the one of the main quality or characteristic of the mind that can make us a jnani, that can make us a bhakta, and that bhakti or jnani which can give us ananda, which will fulfill our life. So such a person who is maintaining asanga bhavana in the mind, he is asangam to everything, such a person, like that is a, these are negative way of putting it. Okay, I'm not affected by whatever happens. I maintain equanimity with people. So equanimity with people itself is with, it's a negative way of putting it due to asangam. But what is the positive thing that a person gains? So the bhakta is, with respect to others, I am like samashatraucha mitrecha, because asangam, negative way, I don't have any sangam with others. But what will be my state? What will be the bhakta state, internal state? Internal state, I think, hope is clear. One is with respect to the external world, and one is irrespective of the external world, what is the mental state? So that is what Krishna says as santushto yena kena chit. So santushtaha, such a person is santushtaha. There is one word which we will come to. So santushtaha means he is contentment in the mind. Yena kena chit, whatever he gets, he is content. So one way of seeing it is asangam, not attached, and maintaining equanimity. That itself means whatever I get, I will be happy. So that is what is, oh, if Hetam comes, happy. If Shatru comes, happy. If Mitran comes, still content. So contentment, whatever. Yena kena chit. So yena kena chit means what? Kena chit means whatever. So whatever little I get, whatever I get, I am content. Such will be the state of the jnani. Such will be the state of the real bhakta. And it is, he is mauni. So mauni means most of the time he will remain silent. So this word might not be true for everyone. Like Ramana Maharshi maintained it externally. So mauni means blabbering in the mind. So it is not external maunam. External maunam may not make sense for many people. Krishna was a person who spoke quite a lot. He only let Arjuna speak for one chapter. The rest, 17 chapters, he spoke. So that itself clearly explains it, that he is not a mauni. And of course, if I say mauni, then tomorrow, when I become a jnani, you will think, oh, he was not a mauni. So I cannot prove myself false. So mauni means internal maunam, internally not blabbering or speaking about anything. Why internally not blabbering? It's quite simple. I am content with whatever I get. So why should I speak? So the mind will start speaking when it wants something. Oh, will I get a ride tonight? The mind will think, if it needs, it will definitely think in the mind. The mind will think, mind will speak. So thinking of the thoughts of the mind is speech. That is what gets converted into speech. So that's why words are a reflection, or face itself is a reflection of the mind, but words are expressions of the mind. So words or speech in the mind is thoughts. So Mauni, such a person doesn't have anything to speak in the mind, because there is only one. When you say everything is one, and what to speak, why to speak, how to speak, all those will become. So therefore he is Mauni. And such a person, Aniketaha, Niketaha means moving, Aniketaha, he doesn't move. So again, that also is valid only for certain people like Ramana Maharshi. But majority of the Mahatmas, if we see, like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa didn't move much, Ramana Maharshi didn't move, Amma is moving, that's an exceptional case. So some people move, don't move. And again, we have to interpret it, the internal meaning. The mind doesn't move. So moving of the mind again is sticking on to things. Here the move, mind doesn't move because one, it doesn't need to move because it is content, so why to move? And second is where to move. The mind cannot stick on to something. The mind cannot stick on to this book. Why? Because this book is myself. How can I stick on to myself? When everything is one, when Ishvara pervades everything, then he cannot move. Movement is impossible because movement is possible only for something which is limited. So an object which is limited in space, this water bottle is limited in space, therefore I can move. But imagine that there is water fully in it. So the water cannot be moved because it pervades. So aniketaha, such a jnani cannot move at all because internally he sees everything as one, therefore movement is impossible. Aniketaha sthiramatihi. So, what about his intellect? What about his intellectual conviction? Of course, without intellectual conviction, samabhavana cannot come. But Krishna still mentions sthiramatihi. His mind, his intellect is also fixed. So, his mind is fixed, his intellect is also fixed. Intellect is fixed in the sense, the intellect sthiram. Sthiram means it cannot be moved. So his intellectual conviction about the truth cannot be moved at all. Nothing or nobody can move his conviction that everything is one entity. Tiramatihi, such a person, bhaktiman, me priyo naraha, such a person is very dear. So samabhavana, due to asangam, mauni and aniketaha, mauni, mind doesn't speak, aniketaha, mind doesn't move, stiramatihi, intellect also doesn't move, and such a person, santushtaha. So two important things here is santushtaha. Internal, intrinsic nature is contentment, and with respect to external world, whatever comes, it will be taken, it will be seen, it will be treated in this exact same way. So currently I don't remember, in the sixth chapter of Gita, like Krishna says a very beautiful shloka which is similar to this. Trillion Indas, Dirmauni and all. In just one shloka, he speaks about Ari, Mitra, everything, oneness towards everything. And the same concept is again mentioned in the 14th chapter of Gita. In the 14th chapter about Guna Atitan, person who is beyond the Triguna, the person who is not affected by all the Gunas, he is not affected by Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, which means he is unaffected. So there also Krishna speaks about Ninda, Atma, Samstuti, etc. Shatru, Mitru and etc. come there as well. I don't remember the shloka now. So those are the two things. With respect to the external world, samatvam, internally, santosham. That is because asangam, mind is fixed as well as intellect is fixed. So with this, like Krishna's explanation about a bhakta or jnani is over. Therefore, he concludes the chapter by saying or by giving it authority. So any words or words of any Mahatma, like if it has to make any sense, such a Mahatma has to tell that, oh, this is the truth. So Amma, like Mahatmas like Amma might say quite a lot of things. So while saying all those, we may fall for something. Amma might say, oh, like a husband and wife should live happily. Now I am not a husband. So this means like first I have to become a husband and then I can say, oh, husband and wife should live happily. So that it can be interpreted. So it requires the Mahatma to say, okay, this is the truth. And of course, We don't have any doubt about that, but maybe Arjuna did have doubt that, oh, is this like really valid or is this a real truth? So Krishna says that, don't think that this is my own words, or don't think this is not an authoritative statement. These are authoritative statements about bhakti or about true bhakta. Even Narada says the same thing. But I'll tell, for your benefit, like for giving you a benefit, benefit of doubt, there is no doubt there for Krishna, for Arjuna. Okay, for you to understand better, I'll say that this is right. So, ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं
ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं
यतोक्तं पर्युपासते
यतोक्तं पर्युपासते
श्रद्धधानामत्परमा
श्रद्धधानामत्परमा
भक्तास्तेतीव मे प्रियः
भक्तास्तेतीव मे प्रियः
ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं
ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं
यतोक्तं पर्युपासते
यतोक्तं पर्युपासते
श्रद्धधानामत्परमाः
श्रद्धधानामत्परमाः
भक्तास्तेतीव मे प्रियः
भक्तास्तेतीव मे प्रियः
सो ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं सो Yetu means whatever I have told till now. Dharmya amritam idam. Idam dharmya amritam. Iti idam. This, whatever I have told you. Dharmya amritam. Dharmya amritam means dharma. It is the real dharma and it is amritam. Amritam, we know, if it will make us eternal, eternally blissful, that is amritam. So dharmyam, dharma, it is that which upholds humanity. So Mahatmas like Amma have often said that the balance of the world is maintained by spiritual people, spiritual Mahatmas and otherworldly people. So that we can see one Amma is enough to balance the entire worldly people in the world. So there are many Mahatmas who are there who uphold the entire world. So in Mahabharata, if we look at all the Puranas, at any point of time when there were bad people and worldly people, there was always an avatara or a jnani. They were always there. Krishna was there in Mahabharatam. So, dharmya amritam, dharma. It is dharma because it upholds life. This or one or two such people are enough to uphold the entire life or give vital force to the entire world, sustain the entire world. If we think, oh, if everything is one, whom to sustain, what to sustain, then we can consider that it is this dharma, it is this knowledge that sustains the entire world. Some people know that, oh, I am the self, everything is me. Some people don't know. Even when we don't know, the self is inside us, it is pulsating with the knowledge. But we just like, it gets temporarily veiled. So, even as clouds veil the sun, they don't really veil, but they veil for our eyes. Similarly, we can consider. So, dharmya amritam idam and yatoktam paryupasate, yatoktam, yatauktam. However, or whichever way I have told you this dharmya amritam, this amritam, this way to amritam, in the same way, paryupasate. Paryupasate means one who worships everywhere, the word we have come across. So, everywhere means irrespective of time, irrespective of place, irrespective of any condition, worshipping it. So that is what makes a bhakta, real bhakta. Everybody is a bhakta in the temple. Inside the temple, everybody is a bhakta. When we get out of the temple, are we a bhakta? That's the real thing. Yeah. What would happen is, like, we'll be driving and immediately somebody will come in front. Oh, get the hell out of here. Get out of my way. What are you doing? How are you driving? Just 2 minutes back, there will be like Vishnu Sahasranama will be chanted. Oh, Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro Ananya Chintayanto Ma Ejana Pariyupasate. Oh, Vishnu! Oh, my dear Vishnu! Oh, beloved Vishnu! And then after coming out, it becomes beloved somebody else. Oh, beloved friend! Get out! It will be, oh, beloved again there, but get out! Attitude will change. So that is not what is meant here. Paryupasate, anywhere, and Krishna knows that this is not something like a temple. Okay, we cannot create a temple externally. So So everywhere, wherever we go, we cannot make a temple. If we make a temple, then people want in office when they work. If it is a temple, people will start singing Jaya Jagadish Hare. And if Aparna starts singing, the entire office will have to shut down. So that is not what is meant here. Krishna knows that that is impossible. So here it is Samabhavana Mayeva Mana Dhatswa Mayi Buddhim Niveshaya. The mind and intellect which has really got nothing to do with external place or external situation. So that is why Krishna says Pariyupasate. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, it is possible to do internally. It is possible to practice this internally. Therefore Pariyupasate. And such a person, a person who has listened to this Amrita, Dharmya Amritam, and Yatoktam Pariyupasate, who implements this as such, whatever I have said, not putting his own interpretation, I'll fix my mind onto Ishvara, I'll maintain Samabhavana, but like, please pardon me, I don't like Obama, so... And these African Americans I don't like. So just for them I will like maintain Shatrutva. Just one, what does it make? Like one person, what does it make? It doesn't make any difference. I'll be just attached to my father. Everybody else I am not attached. Only to my father. Only to my father I will get attached. So that way, that is what we can have. So Yatoktam, as it is said, like without any interpretations or without any our own way of defining bhakti and doing it. So in the way, shraddha dana, such a person has shraddha. So shraddha dana means such a person has faith, he has devotion. Devotion, it's not the real devotion, but here it is faith. Such a person believes in the statement, he has shraddha. He sticks on to the faith, he believes it. Mat paramaha, he considers me parama, mat parama. So he has faith because he is fixed on me. So why does a person follow this, even if it is Dharmya Amritam, why does he follow? Why doesn't he go to Swargaloka and get Amritam there? Why doesn't he do that? Because Mat Parama, he knows that I am the goal to be achieved in life. He knows that I am what is to be achieved in life. I as that Ishvara who pervades the entire world. He knows that that is the final goal to be achieved. Therefore, he has faith. Therefore, he yatoktam pariyupasate. And mat paramaha. And such a bhakta, bhaktaha, te bhaktaha, those bhaktaha, ativa. Ativa means very. Me priyaha, me, for me, priyaha. Ativa priyaha. They are very dear to me. So, atyartam, as Krishna said in the 7th chapter here, Krishna says, ativa me priyaha. I don't care about whether Amma likes me or not. For me, I need money. I need bliss. I don't care what Amma thinks. I don't really care. Like your father. I don't care what Amma says. I don't care what Shankara as well says. For me, you shouldn't take sannyas. That's it. I don't care what any other person says. We can also say that. But what is the advantage of this bhakti? This bhakti santushtaha ena. So only such a person can be content with whatever happens. That contentment is another word for bliss or another word for peace. I am content. I am content with whatever I have, whatever I have achieved, whatever I am achieving, whatever I am about to achieve. So I am content with my life. Now I can like peacefully die. We can only see that in movies. So I am content now. Now I can die. Like the hero will say, that is the person who killed me. That is the person who killed me. Oh, now I am content. Now I can die. Because I have revealed the secret. So now I can die. So that happens only in movies. So if we want to see some specimen, like you can meet Rajesh's grandfather on the list, on Yama's list. I can show many other people. If you are interested, I can show many. But the only thing is, other people, they speak much more than me, so they won't be Maunis. And they'll speak their own language, their own philosophy, so you'll have to bear with that. But I can show you. So there are people like in the world who are about to die, but contentment is not at all there. Even contentment, if we put it on a scale of like 100%, in percentage if we say that, it will be 0%. Oh, I'm not content. Oh, Rajesh, what are you doing? Like, if once you get married and get some children, then I can peacefully die. But you're not letting me peacefully die. Come on, what are you doing? I want to peacefully die. I want to be content, but you are not letting me do it. That will be the attitude with people. So only in films we can see. If you want to really see, you can go to Balakrishna Nair and see. He will say, oh, I'm content now. I'm fine. When Yama comes, he will say, yes. Those are not just words. If Yama comes, Yama, come in. Come, let's discuss the 12th chapter of Gita. If you want, there is mango juice. Mango juice in US. Passion fruit is also there. If you are passionate about things, you can have passion fruit. Drink it and then let's start. I have to prepare, like I have long hair now, so let me prepare. I have to put shampoo and other things so that like when, since I'm going to a new place, I have to look good. First impression. So let me get ready and then we can go. I'll happily come with you. So Balakrishna Nair will say that, he is saying that, but only such people like who are real bhaktas, and such bhaktas will have that santosham. Therefore, I don't care what Ishvara, I don't care like if I get a good name from Ishvara. It's not good name from Ishvara, but it is santosham. And santosham is equivalent of good name from Ishvara. Good name from Ishvara is synonymous with contentment, bliss, everything. So such a person is very dear to Ishvara, which means at the worldly level, as well, Ishvara will protect such a person. So if at least those statements of Krishna were, oh, I'll protect you, I'll save you, and all those can make us become bhaktas, then let me not forget those statements. So Krishna says in many places, I'll take care of you. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Oh, Kaunteya, know for sure that name bhakta pranashyati, my bhakta will not have any nasham. In the 9th chapter of Gita. So Krishna says all those. So if those statements can make us bhaktas, then let those statements also be remembered, so that ativa me priyaha, I will become ativa priya bhakta for Ishvara. By that, like even my worldly things will get solved. And when a person undergoes, like says, okay, I want to be a ativa bhakta, and goes through the process, then after that he will not have say, oh, I want worldly things. I want to take care of my parents. I want to take care of things. All those will not be there. Why? Santushta yena kena chet. Because then santosham will automatically happen. So, with this, the 12th chapter is completed. So it's a very beautiful chapter. But it's not as Krishna says, yato uktam paryupasati. Yato uktam, as said, paryupasati. As said, like just not... When we go to meet Amma, oh, I'm a bhakta now. Like, what does a bhakta do? Oh, when somebody is, like, I'll go and sit in the very front. I'll sit tall, like somebody from behind cannot see. But still, I'll say, oh, they are shatrus. I don't care about them. Samashatruja mitreja. So, I don't care. So, we can do all those there. And then after coming out, okay, until we get out of the door, front door, the person is a shatru, who is samashatru. And after that, how dare you do this? How can you do that? How can you like scorn at me? I was sitting in the front. I'm a real bhakta. How can you scorn at me and give a beating and then run away? So all that we can do. So pariyupasati is very important. Worshipping Ishvara, mai eva mana adhatsva. That is, mai buddhim niveshya. Fixing the mind. Remembering Ishvara and remembering that such an Ishvara pervades the entire world. The intellectual conviction. So that at all times, pariyupasate, it's not just time pass or whenever we feel or whenever we can do it, do bhakti. Other times, like don't do bhakti. Oh, when my throat is good, I'll sing. When my throat is not good, how can I sing? I cannot sing. So stop singing. So that is not what is meant here. And for this, throat need not be good. Like you don't need to sing well like Amrita Swarupa Ananda. At least we know. Can also, like we can say, like when if Amma says, what is the difference between you and Amrita Swarupa Ananda? And we can say, Amma, there is no difference. The only difference is he sings a little better. But like that is okay because I cry a little better. So it gets adjusted. He cries only once. I cry many times. So that balances, right, Amma? So it's fine. We can say that, all those, but that is not what is meant here. It doesn't need to sing. We don't need to sing. We don't need to do sadhana. Sadhanas are required, but the real sadhana, pariyupasate, is the sadhana is in the mind. And all external sadhanas like chanting, bhajan, etc. are for the internal. Mai eva mana adatsva, mai buddhim nivehi. And that alone can give us that santosham. Else we will be seeking Mahatmas like Amma and others. We will go here and there, run from Paramartha to Swamini to Amma to Tejomi Ananda, attend Mahasamadhi camp and wait for our Mahasamadhi. That is, and when Mahasamadhi comes, we will think, oh, will somebody celebrate my Mahasamadhi? Oh, Srini, I want to give you the responsibility of conducting my Mahasamadhi when it comes, because I am worried now. So all those will happen. So go running here and there, but there will be no contentment. There will be only discontentment everywhere. There will be only sorrow. There will be something lacking. If that shouldn't happen, then we have to implement it as such. It doesn't require much money or fame or any. We don't need anything for this. The only thing is internally deciding, okay, mind, let me try it out. Why not we try it? We try out quite a lot of things. We try out, like people like Rajesh learn from, go to the music master and trouble the music master. Even I have done that, so that's a different thing. So we trouble the music master for learning music, and they say, oh, even though I don't sing well, let me practice bhajans. So we do all those. So if we do all those, then we can also say, okay, let me give it a try for yato uktam pariyupasate. Let me try for 1 week and say, and find out whether it is good. Of course, it has to be good. If it is not good, as Shankara escaped, saying, you didn't do the right way. Come on, I'll show you the right way. As Shankara says in Upadesha Sahasri, when a person argues, I have done all this, whatever you have said, yato uktam pariyupasate, I have done, but I don't have santosham. Then Shankara says, you haven't done it right. Why? How can you say that I haven't done it right? Because I am doing yato uktam pariyupasate, I am happy. Then why not you? So such an argument can be made. So try it out, like it will definitely work. It will give us anandam. That's the only way to fulfill life and say, oh, I'm content now. Now if Yama comes, I'm ready. So don't say ready to Yama. Say to Yama, oh Yama, like I'm like trying to yatoktam pariyupasati. I still have to do that. So don't you remember the old story where your buttas had to run away from a place? Don't you remember? Okay, so I'm a Krishna Bhakta. I'm trying to be a Krishna Bhakta. So give me some time. Like people get stays in courts. So get a stay and say, oh, I'm not yet ready for it now because I have to implement it. So after I implement, I'll be ready. Don't worry. Like you will have a good time. While we go back to Yamaloka, it will take time so we can discuss Gita. I'll give you some knowledge. You gave to Nachiketa, let me give it back to you. Let me also like spend my knowledge, my vision, my perspective. Eye of wisdom, I'll give you an eye of wisdom. So you'll have 3 eyes now. All those we can say. So that if that has to happen, yato uktam pariyupasate. So may Amma bless us that we become such a dear bhakta to Ishvara. Namaskar.